talking now with State Representative Don Arms. Don, we've just got legislative session really going. I know we're starting to roll through a lot of bills right now. In your mind, what are some priorities that you see for rural Oklahoma at this point?
Well, Ron, you know, I've got a bill as well as one that looks a lot like my bill, Representative DeWitt, my good friend. He and I both have drought relief bills, and those bills are pretty important. Now, is that going to fix the drought or make it rain? Probably not, but what we're trying to aim at is rural Oklahoma that needs help. Maybe it's drilling a well. Maybe it's, fuel costs for water hauling. Maybe it's cleaning out a pond. Maybe it's, doing whatever we can to help with these drought issues. This is the worst drought we've ever seen in our history since the Dust Bowl. So, I mean, it's an epic drought, and we've got to do what we can. The governor's kind of for that, I believe. I was in an appropriation meeting this morning and actually heard some pretty positive things about that, maybe taking some money from the Rainy Day Fund to make some funds available. From some urban members that seem to understand that we're in a perfect storm here in agriculture, and it's pretty tough.
So, these would be, some cost-share type monies for going through Conservation Commission?
Conservation, or we're not exactly sure. Maybe there may be a Water Resources Board piece in there. We're not sure exactly how that's going to look. But the big deal is we're going to try to get some dollars to rural Oklahoma and help cattlemen, keep water in front of their cattle and just things like that, just the needs that are there. So how that's all going to look in the end, I don't know. But I feel pretty good about the chance of getting something out that's meaningful.
Perennial question a lot of folks have out in the country is, are we going to be able to hang on to that sales tax exemption for agriculture?
I think that's a cow that won't stay milked. But I hate to use that term, but it is an ag program. But, I think that's a cow that won't stay milked. We're going to have to fight that battle over and over and over. I think that we have enough rural representation still in our state that I think that discussion may occur, but actually, is it going to become a problem and actually go away? I don't believe so. There's some things I'll die for. That'd be one of them. That and ag youth and stuff like that. There's some issues I'd die for, but I think that one's probably okay for the time being. Again, I think we have to be ever vigilant in our grassroots, different organizations like we're at the OCA board meeting here, whether it's Farm Bureau, whether it's AFR, whether whoever, cattlemen, any of those folks that any of us that are involved in those organizations must be ready at a moment's notice to make calls to senators and representatives to make sure that they understand how important that is. You can't take an industry like ours and kick it in its teeth while it's down. And we're down right now because of the drought. So it's a bad time to add any burden.